little bit before my day, but I've been to them when I was very small. My father used to talk about them. They'd go shuck 2,000 bushel of corn credit. Dance till maybe midnight, go in and sleep an hour or two and go to somebody else's farm. And have barn raising. Build a fellow a barn one day, it'd be 40, 50 men maybe. Standing around notching those logs and laying them up. He said, I don't see how that's from down here. It was built by hand. Notch them just look like they've been sawed. And lay them up by hand. Take ropes and pull them up. He said he'd seen corn shuckings that half the people couldn't get to the pile to shuck.
Is that right?
Be standing. They'd choose up and take like a ball game. They'd put a gallon of whiskey at the middle and have a rail pin built between it. Same amount of loads on each side. Choose up like a ball team. Everybody knew the good shuckers. And they'd take, just like taking a ball.
I see.
And the one that got to the center first, got the first drink out of the jug.
Oh, really?
And then they'd dance that night. My father said he never seen a fight.
When they shuck toward the
center of the pile. And when the same amount on each side, and the best shuckers would get there quicker.
They'd have to get all the they'd have to shuck all the corn on the
on their side.
How many times would they have to pull? They had to pull it about what?
A good shucker, he'd have him a corn shucker, husker. And he'd just strip that one time, so what? A good shucker keep air in air.
Is that right? And what's that mean?
That mean he'd throw it over, had to throw it over in the pile, you know. And he could have another one following that before that and hit.
They call that air and air.
And they also, back then, they grew speckled corn and red corn. And the one that could get the most red ears, why, he was ahead.
And what, the other was speckled, you say?
Some were speckled and some were red.
And they gave
Maybe he'd pitch his red ones out. I don't remember. I wouldn't add them, but you might shuck 500 ears and never hit a red one, and then you might get three straight.
I see. What kinds of dances did they...
Well, they had bantering, peddling, mandolin, maybe harp, or French harp.
Was that usually a five-string banjo, or?
Yeah, I'd say a five-string.
Can you remember the names of any of the songs they used to play?
Well,
ones that are.
Old Joe Clark. Been so long, I just about forgotten.
What would they call those dances they would do? Would they? I mean, you'd call them square dances, but were there any other particular kinds of dances?
Yeah, going out on a party or going to have a big dance tonight.
But I mean, like a like you said,
shindig.
You said a square dance.
That's a square dance is spoken of back then as a call of figures.
Yeah, I see. And they tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And when they were there any other kinds of? I mean, was that about the only kind of dancing they did at these?
Well, at least some round dancing. I reckon maybe somebody get up and dance a while for themselves.
And then if you're talking about. The time you're driving by a school, you say, I have to get over to the school